Hey, we're a week and a half into our sales for our 2018 videos for Coaching You, and I'm telling you, it is extraordinary. Make sure you go and order today, 2018.coachingyou.tv, $249 for 15 speakers, the best bargain in the business, streaming video, you own them forever. Make sure you order today. Hey, welcome to another Coaching You podcast with the coach, Brendan Sir, and today, one of our former Coaching You faculty members, Don Showalter, the head of USA Basketball's coaching development program, and also the USA under 16, under 17 coach for the last 10 years. You talk about a guy that can really put teams together and also, you know, can win big games. How about if I told you, you coach a team that you only met a couple of weeks before, and you're 60-0 over 10 years. 60-0. This guy is doing it. And he's got players that, when you look at the roster of the guys he's had, they're all NBA players. Fantastic coach, loves the game, can teach the game, and the perfect person to be running our national program. I think you're really going to enjoy Coach Don Showalter after this break. I wanted to announce a new partnership between Coaching You and InnerZone Sports. You know, for a long time, one of the intangibles by coaches and athletes is team chemistry, and it's a major factor all the time in whether a team has success or failure. When the folks from InnerZone came to me at Coaching You and said, "We can even help your team," I was all ears. And what we did is we took a quick assessment, 2 to 4 minutes each person, and we were stunned by what we found out about ourselves and our team. You owe it to yourself to find out what InnerZone can do for your team. It's the simplest and fastest and most accurate software available to measure team chemistry. I highly recommend, without any reservation, the use of InnerZone with your team, whether you're middle school, high school, college, or professional team, to help take you to the next level. For further information, go to coachingyoulive.com/InnerZone. That's InnerZone. Hey, this is the coach, Brendan Sir, back with our guest, Don Showalter. Don, I don't know how to introduce you as the most successful coach in USA basketball history, more than even Coach K, or just a little coach from Iowa. But I know you'd probably prefer just a coach from Iowa, but I think the thing that is absolutely amazing to me is that I was talking to our mutual friend Kevin Eastman, and the thing that Kevin emphasized to me that was so funny was that when he was out at your training camp, the pressure that we put jokingly on your assistants, like, "Don't screw this up because we're 55-0 going into it." He thought that was incredible. So this experience of coaching the best players in the country every year, how is that as a coach in your development and everything that you're trying to do?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I've been involved with USA Basketball since 98. I coached the Hoop Summit in 1998, and then things evolved, and they liked what I did. So when FIBA started the U16 and U17 tournaments for young players, and they asked me to coach it. So, you know, I was also coaching high school basketball at the time, which for the past 2 years I have not been coaching my own high school team. But obviously I'm very humbled and very honored to have been coach of the U16, U17 teams for the past 10 years. But, you know, just to work with those young players before they get to the NBA or before they get to college has been kind of an eye opener in a lot of ways, but also understanding that they're just kids and they're just playing basketball. And, they're all just having a great time right now. For the most part, we've had great kids that have been very unselfish and really want to play for USA Basketball. So, you know, you, you all that in a mixed bag has really been a pleasant experience.
You know, I think one of the things that impressed me, when I, first got to meet you several years ago, when you came and spoke at a couple of our Coaching U events, was, I have such reverence for high school coaches, because the one person that got me into coaching, my high school coach, was UB Brown. So blessed. And I know that, frankly, some of them are the absolutely the best coaches in the world, are the high school coach. The hardest job is a high school coach. But what I was so blown away was, here you had an opportunity to get, and no offense, I love Iowa, but these are better players than you're ever going to get to coach on your high school team in Iowa that you're getting. But yet you put them through all the fundamentals, but more importantly, the standards of how to build a team and what was important to the culture of a team. And therefore, the results are so outstanding. Was that something that you had done, or was that a Coach K or a combo?
Well, I think it was a little bit of a combo. When I first started putting teams together with USA Basketball, I mean, we had some really great assistants, Mike Jones from DeMatha, and Herman Reed from Baltimore, or some of my assistants, Kevin Sutton, who's now at the college ranks. Mm-hmm. But I think what we did is we really tried to make, and Coach K has said this many times, but you're playing for something that's a lot bigger than, you know, your high school team or your travel team or anything else. And I think he always used the term, they have to feel like they're playing for something really big. Mm-hmm. And so we always try to do that with our young players. They're just not used to playing for their country. You know, this past year we were in Argentina during the World Cup. And, you know, when Argentina qualified for the next round, it was, it was crazy.
Yeah.
People were honking horns and going crazy on the street and, you know, waving flags. And, you know, our kids don't see that kind of, country honor that's available in other countries when they play for their country. So I think, you know, we try and get that across to them in different ways. And when they really feel like they're playing for USA, and we emphasize that on a daily basis, if not more, I think they grab a hold of that and, really embellish what that means.
Don, every day you give your players what you call mind candy. Explain that to our audience. Yep.
Yeah, we I think it's really important. I did this with my high school teams too. In fact, I go back and coach my grandson's team, who's 12 years old, and we do it with them too. But we always have a meeting before practice. I think that really sets the tone for practice. You know, the kids come in with million different things on their mind. It might have been a girlfriend, might be parents, might be studies, whatever. So I think it's really good to clear their mind out before practice starts and let them know that, you know, we don't want you to think about basketball for the next 24 hours. We just want you to think about being a better player for the next 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Just give 2 hours. And so our meetings are really important in that way. And our mind candy is just a saying, a phrase that we give the players, and they all have a notebook and they write that saying down in their notebook. And then we talk about, I always tell them to write down how that relates to our team. For instance, if we have just off the top of my head, you know, if you have a mind candy, one of mind candies is there's three things about success. It doesn't happen by yourself. It takes time and it's very hard. And mm-hmm. So they write that down in their notebook, and then they would say how that relates to our team, write a couple sentences. And then, you know, to emphasize communication, they would stand up and read what they thought that would relate to our team. So that's the mind candy part to it. And, you know, it's not something that I think is really unusual, but I think it has been very much a part of how we develop our culture, not only with my high school team, but with our USA Basketball team. And players still come back, you know, Jabari Parker, who played for us for two summers, still, you know, he still remembers some of that mind candy that we talked about. And it's pretty interesting, I think, what sticks with the players just from that, just from what we do in that.
Well, you never know what's gonna, you know, yep. grab a kid, you know, and you know, and I'm a big believer, as you know, in the power of words and the way you talk to kids. And sometimes you might be the only coach they have, unfortunately, in their high school years. But of course, during the summer in AAU, that's going to challenge them.
Yep.
That's going to confront them, be yep. demanding but not demeaning of them.
Right.
You know, and then also it's the first time they've ever played with players that are maybe better than them on a
yeah.
team too. And that, let's just go through this summer. Talk about your team this summer, because obviously the things I read about them, they performed at an incredible level, huh?
I tell you what, you know, I've had, this is the fifth world U-17 world championship team that I've coached. I've coached five U-16s, and just just a little bit for your listeners, the 16-year-olds, you qualify for 17. So 16-year-olds are just the North and South America zone, and then we qualify for the World Championships the next year. So we bring back most of the same kids for 2 years, and then they develop, and we go to the World Championship. Well, this year was in Argentina, and we, you know, we've had some really – really good teams. First one was Brad Beal and Andre Drummond and Quinn Cook and Michael Gilchrist in 2010, all the way up through guys like Jason Tatum, Josh Jackson, Jabari Parker, Jahlil Okafor. But I'll tell you what, this group was special in a lot of ways. First of all, there's some players on that team that were not highly ranked. You know, we had Davion Harmon, who's like 45th, I think, ranked, but he was certainly one of our better players. And I think we had some kids on that team that wanted to prove something. And so you get a little bit of that, a little bit of that edge, and then a very unselfish group, tremendously unselfish group that we had this year. And a lot of that goes back to, I think, really what our emphasis is with USA Basketball. You know, you're playing for something bigger than you are, and your only goal is to get a gold medal, and how you do that is because of being unselfish. The second thing is this group really bought into playing tremendous defense. We were just I can't say enough about how physically talented these kids are, but they brought it every day with defense. We applied defensive pressure in a full court like really I've never seen a high school apply defense. And we just took teams right out of their game. You know, Canada was they came in 6-0 when they played us. And France had in the gold medal game, they literally have three, I think, NBA, future NBA guards that were throughout the tournament were really good. And our kids stepped up to the challenge and said, you know what, they're not as good as they think they are. And we just from that standpoint, I think this is probably one of the better teams that we've had.
Was it Canada or France that maybe had a first quarter lead on you and you ended up winning by 50?
Yeah, Canada's actually ahead of us late in the first quarter by 8 points, 28-20. You know, and they knew that's a big rival for us.
And so, you know, and this is what's so much fun. So I would follow your games on Twitter to see how they were going. And like the little inner basketball Twitter world is saying, oh, my God, Canada's up 8 on these guys. And then at the end, we beat Canada by 50.
Like, I know.
It was really funny to see and stuff. But defense is an amazing thing, and you know it travels with you no matter where you go, right? And if you're a good defensive team, you know, offense, you know, you play on funny baskets in Argentina or Ecuador, you don't know, or France, and that thing might not just go, or you might have bad ball. But if you can play D at any level, it's an amazing thing. And I often wonder, you know, people say, well, you know, if I had better players, well, you know, I've seen guys with better players, and I am amazed that the best teams in the world usually have great defensive players, and it's so neat that your emphasis is defense, because then it makes your offense easy, right?
No question. I mean, you've certainly been around basketball a long time, as I have, but you know, the best teams you have is your defense starts your offense. Mm-hmm. And you know, we emphasize that all the time, and really, you know, we're not very complicated in our offensive, what we do offense. We run some pick and roll stuff, side pick and roll, and but we really want to have our defense start our offense. And amazingly how the kids you know, bought into that. And you know, as you know, Brendan, defense is really a team game. I mean, you have right. to trust your teammates to the utmost in playing, especially full court pressure defense. And you know, we mix it up with some zone full court, man to man full court. But if you don't have that trust of your teammates to cover up and do some things well, you're probably not going to have the amount of good pressure defense you'd like to play. So these kids, I mean, trust was huge for us, and they just showed it every game out.
Hey, let's take a second to tell you about one of our partners, Dr. Dish. Dr. Dish basketball shooting machines are the most high-tech and durable basketball shooting machines on the market today. Each shooting machine was designed specifically for high repetition training to allow players to improve through technology. Dr. Dish offers game-like training to give hundreds of shooting reps in just minutes and to provide powerful analytics to help players improve their game. Dr. Dish has also introduced Skill Builder, which is the first of its kind in basketball shooting industry that enables coaches and players to stay connected, design and upload training exercises that combine shooting, conditioning, and ball handling into one complete workout, and instantly receive feedback on their workout, allowing for real-time adjustments and improved performance. It is without question the most innovative basketball training machine on the market. It's been the official shooting machine of Coaching You for the last 2 years. To learn more about Dr. Dish, log on to Dr. Dish basketball.com or follow them on Twitter at Dr. Dish B Ball. You know, Don, when you know, I loved it when you came to Coaching You, and I hope I'm not putting you on the spot here, but I love when you you know, talked about something that I believe in. Coach K is masterful and wrote a book on it, but I know you believe in it inside out, as standards. And standards really versus rules. I hate to say it, but that's it's almost the argument, I think. And talk to me about the standards that you and Coach K have with USA Basketball, and now obviously Popovich. You know, I'm sure Pop's got his own deal, but it, you know, how that's really become part of your program. And I think that's one of the intriguing things, why kids want to play for you, because kids want this.
Yeah, you know, you raise a good point that standards over rules are something that we emphasize. Rules are kind of like, you know, kids look at rules like, oh, okay, you know, it's something that maybe I'll do and maybe I won't, because it's just a rule. But when you set a standard up, that takes standards are something a little higher level than rules are. It puts a little more emphasis on what, as a player, you try to attain. And I always say, you know, standards are something that, and I think Coach K said this too, but standards are something you really try to hold yourself to. Mm-hmm. You know, what standards do you have? Is yours, you know, trust and caring, and those are standards. And then when you have team standards, is really when you have a special team, because that's when you're holding each other accountable for those standards. And I know Coach K came out with 15 standards. Originally, when he yep. coached the Olympics, and we kind of tweaked those a little bit for our young kids. I tweaked them for my high school age kids as well. But, you know, it's not something that we cover the first practice and then just kind of throw away. We have emphasized standards constantly during really before every practice. I'll give you a great example with our USA team this year. We have a sheet. We have a laminated sheet made up of our 15 standards. And, you know, before the gold medal game, and you know, we looked at those standards, and we said to each other, we said, all right, what are these, which one of these standards are we really good at? And, you know, kids came up with, you know, we think we have really good trust. We really care about each other. Our defense is a high standard. And then we said, all right, which of these standards do we really need to maybe take a look at that we can get better at? And so then we talk about maybe communication is a high standard for us, so we can get better at that. So the standards are something that you really look at on a daily basis, because that's what your team is all about. That's how you develop a great unselfish attitude. That's how you develop a team that has a big trust in each other. So again, standards are not something that you just give the kids and then the first day and don't refer to them after that.
So if you could share with us, give us an example of 10, 12 of the standards that you had for, you know, any of your teams, let's say, or Mike's teams, let's say, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, well, I think, some of the really high standards that we have are, first of all, is I think the most important one for us is trust. Mm-hmm. We have to have a high level of trust took for each other. And when I say trust, it's trust, you know, both on and off the court. I think it's trust with that each other, that we can have each other's back when things don't go quite right. So I think, and then also trust between the players and the coaches. So you get, I think that's probably our number one standard is to develop that level of trust with each other. And then, things like caring, you know, we care for each other, we have each other's back is really important. The very first one is no excuses. And this kind of came about, I have the fortune of sitting in many of the meetings with Coach K. And this kind of came about because of LeBron James said, you know, he said, I always wanted to play with the best players in the world. And he said, now I look around, I have Carmelo Anthony and Chris Paul and all these guys around me. He says, now really, there's no excuses. And so Coach K said, that'd be a great first standard that we're looking at. So, that's how some came about. You know, we also have things like, defense. You know, we say we have to be the best defensive player in the world. Pride is a big factor for us. We're playing for the best, best country. We always tell the kids, you know, we're playing for the country that invented the game of basketball. It was invented in the United States. So we should be at the top of our game every time. So those are some of the things that we emphasize with our standards.
I love those. And, I remember we had some similar ones, both with the Pistons and then with the Dream Team, but yep. They weren't of that level. But I think, I remember when Chuck Daly got the group together in San Diego in La Jolla, we're in a meeting room with, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, all those guys. And there's we had no tryouts back then. They just selected a team and we had 11 players and Christian Laettner, the college guy. And so we didn't even have 12 pros. And a couple of the guys were kind of hurt. So they really weren't at the top of their game. So it was not the great system we have now in USA basketball. And I remember Chuck, his simple message, and he had been selected to coach a year and a half ahead of time. And as I was traveling the league, playing our games, I kept saying, Chuck, hey, what are we going to say at that first meeting? Tell me what's our strategy? I don't know. I'll figure it out. He was always a guy, a few words. I am waiting a year and a half. We finally go into me. He still hasn't told me what he's going to say. He's got Lenny Wilkins. He's got PJ and he's got Coach K as the assistants. And they have no idea what he's going to say. And he says, guys, if we don't win the gold medal, we can't come back in the country. And I said, wow, that was Chuck. That was direct. And then the second thing he said to them was, So you can't worry about playing time. Every one of you got the game's only 40 minutes over there. You're all used to playing 38 minutes. Can't worry about playing time. Can't worry about how many shots you're going to get.
Yeah.
Okay, so he kind of established that standard. And then the last one, and I'm like, wait, now here, this is a year and a half of planning, Don. And he says, you got to be on time. And yeah. I'm like, be on time. That's what you came up with after a year and a half. and I'm looking at him and I'm like feeling, oh, so disappointed. And all of a sudden he turns to Michael and he says, Michael, he says, if you're not on time, that means that you don't respect Magic. And the Magic, if you're not on time, that means you don't respect Barkley. Yep. And he goes right through all 12.
Yeah.
And I said, that might be the best lesson I've ever heard about getting respect of their peers.
Yeah.
So the next morning when our bus is going over to, you know, University of California, San Diego for practice, the bus is going to leave at 10. I go down just to make sure the thing's parked outside. And here at 9:15 in the morning, there's one player on the bus at 9:15. We're not leaving until 10. It's Michael Jordan.
Really?
It was over. It was over from then on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, he got it. And then he led accordingly. And so standard, it wasn't, now if the rule was, you know, if you aren't there at 10, we're leaving without you, or we're going to fine you.
Right.
That ain't working.
No.
Yeah. So I love that stuff. What's been the biggest challenge of coaching great players, whether it be you coaching a McDonald's, you know, team as you have, or what's the biggest challenge that when you do that, in your opinion?
Yeah. You know, I get that question asked a lot, and I think the biggest challenge is putting really a team together in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Just not only from the X's and O's and the defense. You know, we press all the time, so we have different presses, and we made it really simple for the kids to master being a good pressing team. But I think just developing the unselfish attitude that is needed, the fact that they have to be playing for each other, because they're not used, those kids are never used to, they're not used to coming off the bench. they're not used to passing the ball, because on their high school and travel teams, if they don't score, you know, their team's not going to win.
Right.
So they have pretty carte blanche to shoot the ball whenever they want to. The communication, I think, was really an emphasis for us, because a lot of the really good players, I don't think, really have to communicate at a high level with anybody else, because they are the guy. They are the person who has to do everything. So those are challenges that really have to we sit down as a staff and decide how we're gonna get this. I think you made a great statement when you said be on time, but that's part of respect. And we emphasize respect from the fan, and we know we're going to beat some teams by 40, 50, 60 points in the early rounds, and we always say that, how do you respect your opponent? Well, you respect your opponent by playing hard no matter what the score is.
Good call.
If we're playing Egypt and we're up by 30 or 40, our kids still respect them by playing very hard. So those are just, I think those are some challenges that we have. I'll give a great example is Colin Sexton, who's the, what, eighth draft pick by the Cleveland Cavaliers here in Cleveland. He didn't even start for us. He came off the bench.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, he was very, he was whatever it takes, coach. I'll do whatever we need to win a gold medal. So, Those are really great examples of how the kids buy into what we're doing, and it doesn't happen overnight, and that's a big challenge. Yeah.
Talk and that's the thing, people that don't know just say, well, if I had those guys, I'd win every game too, and that's a bunch of bullshit. Okay,
yep.
Now talk about the selection process. It's not like you just say, okay, let's have 12 kids show up here, and that's our team.
Right.
Talk about that process that you have to compete to make the team, first of all. I think that's a key thing why your team's also good.
Yeah, you raise another great point, Brennan. That two guys who are junior junior directors for USA Basketball. BJ Johnson was until he took a job with as a scout with the Nets, and then Samson Coyote took over his spot. But those guys plus myself, we actually go see every player we invite. We don't you know, take scouts. You know, there's many scouting services, and they all want to push their kids, and
sure,
whatever. But you know, we'll take their information, but we'll actually go see a player play. At some
no
point.
Kidding, huh?
Yeah. So we'll invite about 35, 40 kids in initially as a U16 player. These are players that are going to be, most of them are going to be sophomores, some freshmen. And then our training camp, we have two practices a day, 2.5, 3 hours of practice. So it's a grueling type of training camp. And then after six practices, we cut that down to 18 players. And then after 18 players, we cut it down to our 12. And I think what makes that so special is the fact that you have guys there that are obviously elite players. They're going to play in the NBA someday. One example would be like Kyle Anderson, who never made our team after 2 years, but he's obviously doing very well in the NBA. But you know, you have those guys that are at that level, and to have them not make a team is sometimes they have to really look at themselves really hard. Last great example is Justice Winslow, who everybody knows plays for the Heat and had a great career 1 year at Duke. But he came as a U16 player, and he actually didn't make our final 18. We sent him home. We didn't think he was good enough. And I use this example all the time with camps that I talk to. But, you know, he didn't blame anybody. There was no excuses on his part, which is really a high standard for us. But he just went home. He said, "I got to work harder." And he came back the next year and made our team and was all tournament team. So, those are great stories that you know, kids I think need to hear.
You know, I think here's the other thing: if you're a college coach, and I've been one for 13 years, I'm not anymore, so I can say this. But but I think as a college coach, we kiss their ass to get them to come to our school. I don't care who they are, okay?
Yep.
And, you know, and everyone's got their own spiel of why they should come there, okay? Cal and Kay got their thing, Roy Williams and Self. They're all right. And
sure.
But then the way you're going to lead them is a different deal. You got all their guys, players that they want. You got them all on one team. And the
yep.
beauty is, you didn't recruit any of them. Basically, you selected them because they had to try out to make your squad. You are in a more advantageous spot, and they can't transfer from you. You can
send
your ass home, but you're not transferring. And so I think you're the closest thing to an NBA team, because in the NBA you're drafting them, and now they're under your thing, and you know, and I think it's a much purer system, if you know what I mean, as far as being able to really coach.
Yeah, no question. You know, we always say that, you know, we're very honest with the kids. We tell them, you know, that they need to find somebody in their lives that's going to tell them the truth.
That's a great word, truth.
And you know, we do. We tell them the truth. I mean, when we cut an individual player, we have them in for a one-on-one conference and tell them exactly why they got cut, whether we didn't keep them. So
that's great, by the way.
Yeah. So they have some information about, you know what, I still have to get better. But you know, all they hear from their high school coach and travel team coach for the most part is how good they are, and you know, how they're going to be in the next great gift to the NBA. And that's what they hear from their parents and people that surround them. And I say, you really don't know the truth many times. And so I said, we're going to tell you the truth. So we have, you know, film sessions with them, and we have one-on-one sessions with them. And so we really emphasize that that's a huge thing for us, because we feel that maybe we're the only place that they actually get that information.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you don't have to worry about they're not going to come to your school.
No.
You know, or stuff like that, you know, or a parent making, deciding, you know, why, you know, they're going to come to you. No, they've already made the decision. They came with a passport.
Yeah.
They're ready to go, you know.
Fast Model Sports is the world's most versatile basketball coaching software to help power your preparation. Fast Model has developed the industry's best coaching software, including the number one play diagramming and playbook software, FastDraw. FastDraw bridges the gap between whiteboarding and the digital world with an incredibly easy-to-use interface that can be used on both your computer and your iPad, providing maximum portability for your own personal play and drill database. It doesn't stop there. Along with FastDraw, they have other great programs such as FastScout, which I have used, which helps coaches create clean professional scouting reports customized for your team. Fast Model is trusted and used by every NBA team and WNBA team and 85% of Division I college teams and over 8,000 high school and youth teams from over 75 countries around the world. In addition to a great product, they also provide basketball coaching resources through their blog and playbank, which features over 5,000 free plays and drills for their online coaching community. For access to these plays and more information, visit fastmodelsports.com or follow them on Twitter at fastmodel.
Talk about, and this is a fascinating thing for me, in the fall, if I'm not mistaken, around October or so, you have another training camp for young players, correct?
Yeah, that's
a fabulous concept, I think.
That's really, and that has helped us so much over the years. And this year, Brendan, it's going to be a little different with the with what we're doing is we're going to invite 20 of the top, basically 20 to 25 of the top players in each class, freshmen,
wow,
sophomores, juniors, and seniors, to Colorado Springs for training camp, 3 days, six practice training camp. So we're expanding a little bit. Previously, we just invited kids that are eligible for our Hoop Summit, which would be seniors, and then our incoming class, which would be either U16 or U17. But this year we're expanding that to invite 80 to 85 of the top players in the country, and it's going to be a fabulous event because we're going to get all the really good kids there, and it's going to be.
Are you going to have that out in the Springs also, or?
Yes, yeah. It's going to be in Colorado Springs. It's the first weekend in October. It's over Columbus Day.
That's phenomenal.
Weekend. So the kids won't. Most kids have that day off in school.
Well, I think this is what USA Basketball is. You know, they have great leadership, as you know, with Thule and. You know, and I tell you what, they and with Sean and those guys, and you know, they've really restructured that to really, you know, after our 2004 Olympics fiasco, I think they really made all the changes, and they, you know, this is your feeder system, right? You know, the things that you're doing right now, this is why the team should be so elite later on, I think.
Yeah,
and it's just an incredible program. Now, tell me this, when you're a high school coach, you love coaching. So for 42 years, you just did it. You have the best camp in the country in Snow Valley, which has been for your life, you know, just something that you love and fundamentals. So you're a teacher and a coach for forever. But talk about the opportunity they gave you 2 years ago to come out and head up USA's program to really develop coaching and their programs on a full-time basis.
Yeah, that you know, that was a big decision for me, I think, in a lot of ways, just both from the, you know, family standpoint and giving up high school coaching, because obviously I love that. And we actually had talked about that several years before I actually made that commitment. But you mentioned Jim Thule, who's our CEO, unbelievable guy who just has tremendous vision for what we need to do. And then, you know, there's nobody, absolutely nobody better than Sean Ford in working with our senior national team. So, you know, those guys, the nice thing about them is they let you do your job. And Jay Demings was hired for our youth division director. And so I come under the, I'm kind of a little bit with the national team and some with our youth division, because I am the coach development director. So a lot of my a travels deal with teaching coaches how to coach mm-hmm. youth collectors. And after 42 years of high school basketball, you know, there and I had, you know, I've had opportunities to go different places and just really felt high school was my niche. And I love that, that age group. And so 2 years ago when they, we talked about it and my wife and I really discussed it and thought it, the timing was really good for us, from both a professional and from a family standpoint. And, we decided to move to Colorado and love Colorado Springs and still have our house in Iowa City. But, that was a big move for us. You know, you're not, after being one place for as long as we have, it was a big move for both of us. But
yeah, no, I, you know, everyone wants change until you have to do it, right? You know, you know, I you're a coach of coaches, and that's what I love about you. And also, I think, you know, when you get to coach one team, and it doesn't matter if you're Brad Stevens coaching the Celtics or you know, or Steve Kerr, who are two just great ones, or Coach K, you got one group. But when you're coaching the whole country like you're doing, you have a chance to impact thousands. And that is a blessing. It's like having a big church. And yep. and I think that, it, and that's what you've been called to do at this time. Yep. And, you know, winning, and I'm not trying to, winning 20 more games of high school basketball is fantastic, but it's not going to help your main purpose of doing the work that needs to be done basketball-wise in our country. And so I think yep. it's just fabulous that you're doing this and yep. needed, and you're the right guy for it.
Well, I appreciate that a lot because, you know, sometimes you wonder.
Yeah, no, and it's lonely out there at times, you yeah. know. You know, you miss the parents that are even busting your ass, not playing their kid, you know, saying no one's complaining. I haven't lost a game. Every clinic's great. Coaches say they love it. You know, the kids were certifying. Yeah, everything's good. And that ain't all bad. Yeah, now, my last question for you and one that I envy you because you're so good on Twitter. And you're so good, you share. And I think you probably know where I'm going. As you travel our great country and sometimes the world, you have a habit, my friend, of putting out on Twitter the great meals that you have. And so being a kid from Jersey, when I see you at Peter Luger's having the biggest steak in the world, pisses me off some nights as I'm sitting there with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So where has your love affair with steaks come in?
You know, I grew up on a farm in Iowa, and we just had great meat growing up. And uh-huh. my dad was a big steak eater, and I just, you know, I kind of grew up with it. And I love steak. I love steak. And so kind of my deal is, as you mentioned, when I travel around the world, I always try and find some of the best steak houses and best steaks that I can find. And I'll tell you what, Argentina is at the top of the list.
Oh, I have been there years ago, and it's as good as it gets.
Oh, now,
besides having the widest boulevards in the world and Buenos Aires, they also have fabulous steak, you know. So. And I just laugh when I mean, Chuck Daly would have loved you to death because he would have loved you on Twitter because he would have loved the restaurants you go to, whether it be Gibson's in Chicago or so many of the places that he loved and stuff. And I appreciate you sharing. If people want to follow you on Twitter, Don, give them please your handle there. Okay.
Yeah. At DShow23 is my handle. And, I have fun. I do have fun on Twitter. I put a lot of mind candies.
Yes. And I love that. And if they want to also see what you guys are doing in USA basketball, share the website with them.
It's usab.com. Very simple. And we have all our events on there, about our academies and our, regional camps. I'm going to be in New York City for a regional camp August 18, 19, 20, which is just open to all kids, not elite camps at all, but they're open from ages 10 through 16. It's at Christ the King. I just got done with one in Richmond, Virginia here last weekend with that and our academy. So USAB.com will give you a very good overview of what USA Basketball is doing.
Well, Don, I appreciate you and your incredibly busy schedule, you know, taking time out as you're going from Cleveland to D.C. To share your summer with us. And, folks, he's a two-time faculty member of Coaching U and will be back with us next summer. And I just love to talk basketball with you and talk life in general. And maybe we can even get a meal together soon. But,
Don, I'm waiting for that.
I appreciate it so much, and thanks so much, and safe travels, my friend.
Hey, awesome, Brendan. I appreciate you. I mean, you're a basketball guy. You have been forever, and you do things the right way, and I really appreciate that.
Incredible. Thank you, Don. And one of the things that is so neat to see is having him speak for us a couple of times a few years ago, and just to watch him so closely each year. That's the type of coaches that we're getting. But you know, this year at our 2018 event in Vegas, our VIP experience, I think you'll see on the videos that we have out right now the incredible quality and level of coaching that we have. So make sure you go on to 2018.coachingu.tv to order your videos. Incredible price right now for the 15 speakers for $249. This is going to be a very limited time offer, so make sure you order. Please don't call me up in a few weeks and say, yeah, but coach, it was cheaper then. I know it. That's why I'm telling you. Make sure you order them right now, 2018.coachingu.tv for your videos for $249. Till next week, this is The Coach.